Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Ambridge on the Couch pantomime, which takes place in a land of wonder and magic, where the unexpected happens. Houses pop up, people lose the power of speech overnight and then reappear with an entirely different voice, and only one person's had COVID. Yes, Ambridge. We begin our story at Ambridge Hall, where Terry Two Phones is looking for Linda.
Hello? Hello? Well, looks like no one's in. House is empty. I was hoping to find Mrs. Smells. I've got the Christmas wreath she was after. It's a busy time of year for me, being an entrepreneur with a flexible attitude to the laws of possession. I've got two phones, you know. Me and my two phones strolling down the avenue. Me and my two phones, not a soul can bust these seams in two. They're stuck together like glue. When it's thieving time, we start some crime. Alarms don't chime, what a surprise. They ring, a ding ding, happy new year. Me and my two phones, we're alone but far from blue. Before we get finished, we'll make Borchester rock. We'll hit the pools late night and then a few more. We'll start with the tea rooms and then maybe the cattle markets. Life is gonna be wow, wow, wee. For my two phones and me.
Oh, there is someone in. Hello, Mia. You look busy. Are you not getting ready for the Lower Loxley Ball, sponsored by Casey Meats? Slogan, our pigs are so fat they don't need blankets, they need duvets.
Hi, Terry. I am busy. I've got to sweep all the feathers up from they turkeys and help make all the costumes for the passion. And anyway, I'm not going to the ball.
Well, but why not? Surely spending an evening drinking warm white wine watching Elizabeth Pargeter be inappropriate with an overweight abattoir king is every young girl's dream.
Well, I would like to go, Terry, but I said I'd help Clary as she's making all the costumes and icing cakes and rippling all the black currants in the Bridge Farm yoghurt.
Oh, Clary wouldn't want you to miss the ball though, Mia.
It's not just that. There's no point me going. I've just found out that someone I thought might be there isn't going to be. So there wouldn't be any point.
Oh, boyfriend, is it?
No, Rory's not my boyfriend. Just a friend. But he's decided to go to the mountains with a group of people from uni.
Skiing or snowboarding?
He likes a bit of both, I think. He said whichever he does, he really enjoys it, but still wakes up stiff the next morning.
I see. Well, I think it's a rotten shame, Mia. Take your mind off him and you might even meet someone else.
No, he doesn't think that way about me, but I get it. Let me tell you about it.
On my own, pretending Rory's with me. All alone, I preach at him till morning. Without him, I feel his arms around me. And when I lose my way, I just WhatsApp him and he messages me. In the rain, the cow shit shines like silver. All the fish are dying in the river. In the darkness, the cider's full of starlight. And all I see is him and me forever and forever. And I know it's only in my mind that I'm talking to myself and not to him. And although I know that he is mine, still I say there's a way for us. I love him, but when the night is over, trees are barren everywhere, the bull is full of strangers. I love him. I love him. I love him.
Hey, Terry, are you listening?
Huh? Oh, sorry, love, I wasn't listening. One of my two phones rang. It was Eddie. He parked the limo at Ambridge Hall, felt a bump, and now I've got to go and help him scrape llama out of the chassis. Chin up, Mia. I still think you should go to the ball if you can. I'll be there. I'm dorming. See you, love.
Terry's lovely, but he just doesn't understand. Oh, no. Not Lillian and Linda again. Come in. Is it the costumes again?
No, but we're trying on our outfits for the ball now. Clary said you might be able to cinch me in a bit. Do you have a welding arc, Mia? You're not still plumping for a tux, are you, Linda? I'm slightly concerned with your pixie cut. You might look a trifle butch. I mean, up to you, darling, but I'd steer clear of the women's darts team.
OK, give them to me and I'll take them down and do them.
Oh. Thank you, Mia. And then, if you could get back to the passion costumes, that would be marvellous. Shula's coming as a transit van and her bumpers need taking up.
Oh, these look familiar. I think these are Joe's old long johns. He'd want me to go to the ball. Wish I could go now I've seen how bloody awful Linda and Lillian look. Lovely old metal buttons on these long johns. I'll give them a polish.
Who has awakened the genie of the... Oh, no, hang on, wrong one. Who has summoned me, your fairy godmother?
Me? Febreze, is that you?
Maybe. I'm doubling up. You know how it is. Poor Harriet's having a nervous breakdown. Anyway, you fiddled with the buttons on the magic long johns and frankly, not a moment too soon. You have no idea what it's been like in there. And you're talking to someone who has been to Gainat at Jack's.
Rammed.
I don't want to go into it. Now, little Miss Thingy, you must have made a wish or something, otherwise I wouldn't be here. Unless it was autocorrect and you said you wanted a wash.
I said I wanted to go to the ball.
Oh, I see. But not like that, surely. You are all gringy grungy, all patchouli smelling and sort of khaki. We need to zhuzh you up a little bit. Right. First of all, the air. Highlights, lowlights, balayage and... Oh, we might brush it too. And now the dress.
I am thinking sweetheart neckline, full skirt, maybe a sort of pastel peach. Beautiful.
Will it all be sustainable, recyclable and ethical?
Wow, the entitlement. Okay, I give you beetroot shoes, okay? And then false eyelashes, collagen lip plumper, shapewear, push-up bra, chicken fillets. Oh no, hang on, vegan. Edamame beans, eels, et voila! Like Gemma Collins, but not so thick.
Oh, Febreze, I feel fantastic. And also a little bit static and artificial.
Perfect. You do your air toss, check your nails. Mia, how are you feeling? Hair toss, check your nails. Mia, how are you feeling? Woo, child, tired of the cow shit. Keep up with the vegans. Keep it moving. Yes, Lord. Trying to stop the game shoot. Tryhard, placard, facing Martin Gibson. Come now, come dry your eyes. You know you're a star, you can touch the sky. I know that it's hard, but you have to try. If you need advice, let me simplify. Cause roars don't love you anymore. So work your fine ass out the door. And do your air toss, check your nails. Mia, how you feeling? Air toss, check your nails. Mia, how you feeling? Mia, how you feeling? Woo, girl, need to kick off your boots. Got to take a deep breath, time to focus on you. All the big fights, animal rights that you've been through. Got a bottle of kombucha I've been saving for you. Buzz up and change your life. You can have it all, no sacrifice. I know we did you wrong, we can make it right. So come on, let it all hang out tonight. Cause roars don't love you anymore. So walk your fine ass out the door. Do your air toss, check your nails. Mia, how you feeling? Air toss, check your nails. Mia, how you feeling? Now, I have ordered you a Prius to get you to the ball, but you must be home by midnight.
Why? Is it magic?
No, it's Uber, and I don't want to get hit by surge pricing. I'm not made of money, you know. Lady Piggy Wooly coming in once a fortnight for a wash and a set and a toenail trim doesn't do much. And bitch, gotta make rent.
Fair enough. Thank you, Febreze. Bye.
Good evening, madam. What name is it, please?
Greta Thunderberg.
My lords, ladies and gentlemen, may I present Miss Greta Thunderberg.
Who is that woman? Greta Thunderberg? I didn't recognise her without the anorak. Oh, I must dance with her.
Oh, but Prince Tom Peach, I thought we were booked for the next dance. I wanted to talk to you about getting me an invite for the Royal Garden Party.
Sorry, Mrs. Snell, MBE, I'm not interested.
And then I had you down for the Gay Gordons.
Well, I'm not interested in them either. I must meet this woman.
Oh, hi, Tom.
G'day. I'm Prince Tom Peach. I'd like to engage you for every dance possible. And then maybe even just stand slightly too close behind you in the queue for the buffet.
Okay, but only if I can lobby you on field sports and sustainable power.
I'm all ears, Greta. Struth, where'd she go? Did you see?
Sorry, mate. No, she came out of there like shit off a shovel. She left her shoe, though, I think. It smells very strongly of beetroot.
Then I'll use it to track her down. Hi. We met last night, I believe.
We did. Your Highness, what an honour. I do hope you have reconsidered your decision about the garden party. I promise I won't bring my portly and somewhat common friend.
Yeah, maybe. First, you try the shoe on. I've tried every woman in the village. Fits no one. Oh, I just have to find Greta Thunderberg.
Oh, of course. Do you know, I'm getting a whiff of beetroot. How odd. No, I've tried it on, but it doesn't fit. So it wasn't me you danced with, but we both know that. However, for plotical reasons, we have to go through this rigmarole.
And there's no other women here?
Only Mia. She's sewing Judas Iscariot's pirate outfit. Mia, Prince Tom Peach wants you.
Oh, hi, Tom.
Oh, it's you. Never mind the shoes. In fact, they've sort of disintegrated now anyway. I recognise you.
Yes, it's me, not Greta Thunberg, just little Mia Grundy.
Will you marry me, Mia Grundy?
Probably not, actually. You live in Australia, and that's a very long-haul flight. And even if you moved to Ambridge, you'd have to have the heating up full whack, or you'd get hypothermia or something. So it's a no from me on eco grounds alone. Sorry. But on the plus side, Terry Two Phones was right, and this has taken my mind right off Rory, and I haven't started a petition for hours now. So thanks, Tom Peach.
Oh, no worries, Sheila.
And so, as Tom Peach disconsolately heads back to departures at Gatport Airwick with a lateral flow test jammed up each nostril, Mia prepares another placard, and absolutely nobody watches the Passion Play on Lakey Hill. We'd like to wish you a very, very happy new year. Thank you for listening to us, for being patient with our dodgy editing, for emailing us, supporting us on Patreon, and sharing this frankly insane radio series with us. And we're going out with a song. You didn't think you'd escape without another one, did you?
First day of Christmas, my true love sent to me a daft rewilding scheme. On the second day of Christmas, my true love sent to me Terry and his two foes and a daft rewilding scheme.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love sent to me three modern slaves. It's not a joke, you know. Terry and his two phones and a daft rewilding scheme. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me four rowing siblings, three modern slaves, Terry and his two phones and a daft rewilding scheme.
On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me five firemen, ooh, strapping, four rowing siblings, three modern slaves, Terry and his two phones, and a daft rewilding scheme.
On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me six swines escaping, five firemen, four rowing siblings, three modern slaves, Terry and his two phones, and a daft rewilding scheme.
CDs available at the front desk.
On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love sent to me seven wills rewritten, for God's sake, Gran, six wives escaping, five firemen, four rowing siblings, three modern slaves, Terry and his two phones, and a daft rewilding scheme.
On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me eight noisy silence, that's me, seven bugger, missed it, six swans escaping, five firemen, ooh, four rowing siblings, three modern slaves, Terry and his two phones, and a daft rewilding scheme.
On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me nine bottles hidden, Alice, eight noisy silence, seven wills rewritten, six wines escaping, five firemen, four rowing siblings, three modern slaves, Terry and his two phones, and a daft rewilding scheme.
Here we go. On the tenth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me ten of they turkeys, two, nine bottles hidden, eight noisy silent, seven wills rewritten, six wines escaping, five firemen, four rowing siblings, three modern slaves, Terry and his two phones, and a daft rewilding scheme.
On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me, well, Rex actually, 11 short-horned cattle, 10 of their turkeys, 9 bottles hidden, 8 noisy silence, 7 wills rewritten, 6 swines escaping, 5 firemen.
4 rowing siblings, 3 modern slaves, Terry and his 2 friends, and a Dartry Wilding scheme.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my shrill are sent to me. 12 confused extras, 11 short on cattle, 10 pints of cider, 9 bottles hidden, 8 noisy silence, 7 wills rewritten, 6 swines escaping, 5 firemen. 4 rowing siblings, 3 modern slaves, Terry and his 2 friends, and a Dartry Wilding scheme.
And lots of love and wishes for a happy new year from all of us to all of you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.